Today's daf is daf pei vav. So we got to the bottom of pei hey and beis, four lines up. Boy Rabba. Rabba asks the following question. He asks, Sheves hapochsaso bidamim mahu. Sheves that decreases his value, what's the halacha? What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says around 15 lines up, Sheves hapochsaso bidamim. He called makeh shutzarch lishpos mimlachta. The guy hits another individual and he can't work. But in the end of the day, he'll get better. Broke his arm, in 6 weeks he'll be fine. Vein kan el sheves. All there is just there's no nezek here. There's no wound. There's no cut. There's no a report. It's simply just sheves. Workers come. So aval polch Rashi says ach shebedamim. But right now his value has been decreased. Shim haya bodli mocker ach sheb havedamav polchsim. Had he been sold now with a guy with a broken leg, he wouldn't be as valuable as a guy who's completely healthy. So what's the halach, asks Rabbi. So Gemara says, hey, Chidami, what's the case here? Gigonshi ko ayado, v'tamsu yado, he hits the guy in his hand, that kind of blows up, v'sofa lachzer, but the end, the swelling's going to go down. Mai, kevin v'sofa lachzer lo yahiv leiv lo mide. Since in the end, he's going to be completely healed and back to normal, we shouldn't give him anything. But maybe now, since there's some decrease in value, we shouldn't pay him anything at all. We should pay him, rather, his current depreciation. So the Gemara says, Toshma, brings a proof. Hamake avivima of loss of ben chaburo. Person hits a parent, but doesn't make a chaburo. We know the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us that the person's only chai misa for hitting a parent if it's a chaburo. So he hits his parent, but there's no chaburo at all. So, but he hurts him, hurts them. Zachai Misa, Hachova Bechavir Rabbi Yom Kippurim. Person who hits his friend in Yom Kippur. What's the halacha? You're chayiv to pay Chamisha Dvarim, Chayim Bechulim. You pay all five. So if he hit his parent and caused the parent to have a cut, then the Chayim Misa, and come later with the Rabbi Minei, the Misa trumps the Chayiv Dam. And Yom Kippur as well, if he causes a Chabur in Yom Kippur, there's a Chayim Misa, so that Chayim Misa trumps the Chayiv Dam. Here's a case where there's no Chabur at all. There's no chiyum misa there, and there's no chiyum misa for the parent or for Yom Kippur. So then you would have to pay damim for the chavala.
So in case Yom Kippur instead of regular Shabbos.
Good question. I'm not sure. I don't know why they chose Yom Kippur. Not sure. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, I don't know. Must be a reason, though. Fine, the Gemara says...
It doesn't attribute this to anybody. It says, on Yom Kippur, you get kares, but on Shabbos, it's misa.
Oh, so it's taking a case of Yom Kippur, even with a chabura, that's the case. Yom Kippur with a chabura. Parent without a chabura, Yom Kippur, even with a chabura in Yom Kippur, but still, there's no coming with the rabbi b'nei by kares. So even though the guy might be getting kares... So it would be Shabbos, Shelo b'chabur as well, would be the same halacha. That's, I think, what's going on here. Okay. So then the Gemara asks, Taf Peivav, Hai lo asa chabur hechidami. This case where a person hits his parent without a chabur, how could that be? Lav kagon shi ko al yado v'sofu lachzer. Must be where you hit the father on the hand, and it's going to get, it swells up, and it's going to go get healed. Yet it's katani chai b'chulon. You still have to pay. So even though there's a case where the parent will get healed on its own, there's a chiv to pay. That answers Rabbi's question. Gemara says, no, Amri hachav maskinan kigon shechir shuv lasa bechabur. Shechir shuv, it's really like that. Shechir shuv, where he caused the parent to go deaf. So cause the parent to go deaf, that's not going, he'll never get healed from that. That's not sofa lachzor. That's why you have to pay. But in a case where you hit him on the hand, and sofa lachzor, then you wouldn't have to pay anything. Lasa bechabur, how can that be? V'ha'am rabba hachorish es aviv v'nherag. Person who causes his parent, his father, to go deaf, he gets killed for that. But I didn't see any blood. There's no chabur. It's impossible to cause someone to go deaf without causing some blood to come out. You may not have seen it. It dripped in the ear. You didn't see anything there. But there definitely was chabur somewhere inside internally. And there would be a chiyum misa. So it can't be a case where you cause them to go deaf. That's not the situation. Ella... Hacha b'maya skin, and what's the case here? Kigon shegilcho, where you shaved the father, you shaved him. So Gemara says, what's the case there? What's the issue there? Says Rashi, gilcho, three lines down, shegalcho, dafchose mikasve b'lo chaburo. Somehow, shaving the hair causes value to go down. I don't know why.
Shouldn't
Okay, somehow it's a mum of some sort. I guess if you want your Evid to work, you want it to be someone more attractive, I guess, in appearance. Okay.
Is so, it also for a child to shave its hair when they're taking care of them when they're older?
Well, no, it would seem that only giving a haircut would be okay. Shaving completely would be the issue. That would be the problem. It's like, you know, if the parent wants it, so maybe that would be a different story, but it's a good question, I guess. If the parent wants it, so then would that be considered lessening his dhamim? Is he kenny mochel b'davar? Is that considered mechila? Is it considered maybe? It's, I don't know. Okay, fine. It could be an issue involved also. A person who can't shave the entire head, including the payas, let's say to the top and not the payas. Okay. Then the Gemara says, okay, but what's the problem with shaving the hair? Mehadir hadir, it's going to grow back. That's sofer lachzor. That's not a permanent... So that's the answer. So we say you shave it, and you bring it back. So, v'hai nubayin, that's our very question. So that would answer the question then. So the Gemara says, Amri nohach ma'askin, what's the case here? Kigon shesachu nasa d'lohadar. Situation where he... where he put some type of cream on the hair, some ointment, where it's not going to cause it to go back. Okay, so which case are you trying to figure out right now? Hold on one second. Okay. Fine, so the Gemara, so right now we're saying the Gemara said the situation is where you put some type of cream on the hair and it doesn't grow back. So the Gemara says now, Tsar Disle Kartufne Bereisha, V'tzavche Mahane Kartufni. So what's going on here? Say, look at Rashi. Rashi says, look at Nasa, first narrow line down. Nasa, Sam Hameshir Es Haseyar, some type of ointment that removes the hair, V'eino Choz, it doesn't grow back, V'ika Nezak, Deha Afchase Mekasve Medum, Demumhu. So that's going to be saying that to Mum. Kartufne become Chatotim. So what's he explaining now? What's the Gemara suggesting?
Why you have five things when you...
each of these things. We want to know, what's the situation where you could create a chabur on the father, rather you could be chived out of the barn without there being a chabur? So we said it can't be, we hit the guy, we hit him because it grows back, it comes back. It can't be a situation where you cause him to go deaf because there, that we said would be a chabur there. So it's where you shaved his head, but that also grows back. It must be a situation where you use some type of ointment and remove the hair. So if you remove the hair with the ointment, what's the tsar? This like kartufne bereisha, where there's now going to be some type of, I guess, cuts in the hair. V'tzavche mahane kartufne is going to scream from all the little cuts. I guess the oil ointment goes in them. It's very sharp. All that pain, and the repoy. What's the repoy here? The bai asuya. He needs some type of medicine to remove the pain. And the sheva says to have a mirakid bekubi, because before he was a dancer. He was a leitan, and now he can't do that without the hair, I guess. And is there Rashi on that one?
Yeah,
so that he would dance. So I'm not sure how the hair prevents you from dancing. Let's see. I'm not sure. And then the boy, let's say Machve Gavne Risha, used to shake his hair as part of his routine, so that he couldn't do that act anymore. And Velo Machve Mahane Kartufni, so he had not able to shake his head because the head actually hurts from all the pains and all the cuts in his head. And boshes, because ein lecha boshes kodem izet. There's no greater embarrassment than not having any hair. So that's how we accomplish the dal dva, the chamisha dvarim, even though there's no chavur. Okay. Now the Gemara says, umil se debar le the rabba, that which was a suffix to rabba, pshita le labai, was obvious to bai lahachisa, ul rav lahachisa. So it was, the rabba wasn't sure about the situation, but a bai and rabba were both sure, but in opposite directions. What do they say? Ditmar, it was said, he called a yado v'tzamtzo. He hit the guy in the hand and it blows up. V'sofal achzor, and ends up getting healed. The swelling goes down. Abai Amar, no sein lo shevas, gadol v'shevas katana. You pay both the greater payment and the lower payment. What's that? Look at Rashi. It says Rashi, shevas gadol d'me yado. You have to pay for the hand, the value that it went down. The value of it, rather, of it being swelling up. V'shevas katana, and the additional workers' comp that you can't work as a cucumber guard, you have to pay that as well. The Shevas Gadola, the value of his hand, for whatever that means. What?
Isn't that Nezek?
Well, according to Rashi here, it is Nezek. Ain't a Hanami, so you pay the Nezek for it. That's fine. That's what we meant by the. I think that's what we meant initially. The question was, when he goes down his value, when his the meyada went down, do you pay for that nezek, the temporary nezek? It's not going to be, of course, as a permanent nezek. It's not going to be for the rest of his life, but at least for 6 weeks of not being able to use his broken hand, that's the some value placed on that. So then you just wonder why it's called Shabbos Gadol, if it's really nezek. That's really the shiloh. But I guess what we're indicating here is part of nezek. Remember we said before, the guy was really, the guy picked out diamonds. So why are we paying him as a sheves, as only a shomer kishum? Because when we paid his yado, his nezek for the yad, that really covered also his work as a very highly paid worker. So the remaining sheves is really the shomer kishum. So even in nezek, there's some level of sheves involved in that as well. That's what's coming out of this, I believe. But according to Abai, you pay both for the nezek and for the sheves. Rav Amar, ain't a notion lo elo demei shifto b'shibichol yom v'yom. You don't pay for the nezek, you don't pay for the Shabbos Gedola, because in 6 weeks he'll come back to work and be a fully healthy. You only pay for the Shabbos Bechol Yom each day that he's out of work for those 6 weeks, but you don't pay for the Nezek, the Dimei Yada. So Bayin Rava had Machlokas, and that's what Rabba was unsure how to be Paskin in essence. Gemara now says, Itmar HaKut... Yeah.
This is not the Shomer Kishum that he pays him.
Oh, for this, according to Rava, it's not. Because Since there's no yado, you're not paying any nezek, so then you have to pay the 6 weeks he's out for being a diamond collector. Exactly. So then the Gemara says, Itmar, hakote yad eved ivri, shel chaveiro, you cut your friend's eved ivri's hand off. Abai amar, nosin lo sheves gedola le eved, v'sheves ktana le rav. And Rav amar, hakol yinosin le eved. So again, you cut the hand off of the Eved Ivri, someone else's Eved Ivri, everyone agrees you pay both Shevas Gadol and Shevas Katan. You cut it off, it's not coming back. So there's a Nezek you pay there, and you pay the Shevas. Who gets what, though? So again, Abai says that you give the Shevas Gadol, namely the Nezek, to the Eved, and the Shevas Katana goes to the Rav, because he's working for the Rav. The Rav's losing out now those days he can't work. And Rava says everything goes to the Eved. The Shevas Gedola and the Shevas Katana both go to the Eved. And what you do is, he has to now buy a piece of property and any produce from that land, the Rav gets to eat, because the Rav's also losing out here. The Eved loses out and the Rav loses out, so that's how you balance it out. The Rav collects the produce for the remaining years that he owns his Eved Ivri for. So the Gemara says, Pshita, it's obvious, Piches, Eitel Atzmov, Eitel Rabo, Lo Piches. If it's a case where it lessens the value of the Eved, but doesn't affect at all the Rav somehow, so then he's able to continue to do his work. So let's say he only needed to use his hands, let's say. He needed to use his legs for whatever work. He kicked things in the dirt. But by having a broken hand, doesn't affect his work. He could continue to do the work. But the value of the Rav, Eved himself, has less value. So he was at a loss of the Eved, because he's less value, but it doesn't affect the Rav. In that case, which is what case? Hechidami, the paski the resh one, which is what's the case where? The resh nichira, we cut off the tip of his ear, or cut off the tip of his nose. I think nichira is a nose, right? Yeah. So then hakol atzmo, everything goes to the Rav, rather to the Eved, because it doesn't affect the way he works for the Rav. His hands and legs all work well. It's just the value of the Eved keeps everything. But if it's piches eitzel rabo, if it affects the way he works. So then, that's a pluk, so they buy the Rav. That's when there's a machlokas. What do you do? Do you give everything to the Rav, rather everything to the Eved, and then you have to buy something for the Rav to collect payers from, or do you split between the Eved and the Rav? Two dots. Now, the Gemara says, Boshes ha-kolofiyah mevayish ha-mesbayish. We said, it's all subjective, depends on who the one embarrassing is, who the one being embarrassed is. That's how you calculate how much you pay. The Gemara says, "Mani Masis," and who's the author of the Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Meir, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Rabbi Shimoni. Who are these people? The Tznan, the Mishnah tells us, "V'chulan roan osak iluhem bnei chorin sheyardu b'nichseim shem bnei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov divrei Rabbi Meir." We view every single person, no matter who you are, no matter what kind of standards you live by, we all view them as the children of Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, the highest standards, as if they lost everything, all their property. That's how we evaluate them. That's across the board. There's no difference. It is not subjective, according to Rabbi Meir. No. The gadol according to his amount, and the katan lefi his. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ashirim roen oso kilu heim bnei chorin, shiradum nichseim, anim kibchusim sheben. No. The wealthy people we view as really going, dropping from top to bottom, and the anim as lesser people, as less busha. So Rabbi Shimon's the one who really says subjective. So Gemara goes to one by one now. Mani, who authored the Mishnah? E Rabbi Meir, Masnissen, Rabbi Meir is our Mishnah. Katania kolofia mavayish. If it's mavayish, our Mishnah says it's all very subjective. But Rabbi Meir kulo b'hadei hadadei ninu. They're all the same. We're all kulam b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. So Rabbi Meir can't be our author. The Rabbi Yehuda masnisin katani. Our Mishnah says mavayish is asuma chayiv. A person embarrasses a blind person. The mavayish is chayiv to play, even though he's a suma. Vilu Rabbi Yehuda omer suma ein lo boshes. The suma doesn't have embarrassment. He can't see what he's experiencing, so he doesn't turn red, doesn't turn blush, because he doesn't know what's going on. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds the suma is pater. So Rabbi Yehuda can't be our author.
The suma was the victim.
Yeah. El alav Rabbi Shimon. He must be then that Rabbi Shimon's the author, because he said a kol vayd ashirim kiluhem bnei chorin and the aniim kipchusim. The Gemara says, no, afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda could be our author. How? Ki amar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda said his line, suma ein lo boshes lemishkal mina, to take from him, avam lemisfe le yahivnin le. So we don't take from a suma if he's the mevayesh now, but if he's the one who's being misbayesh, then we would give him. So he does get embarrassed. So that's what's going on here. So again, Rabbi Yehuda says suma ein la boshes, meaning ein la boshes doesn't pay boshes, but he agrees that he gets boshes. Probably because he's pater from kol mitzvos. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita in general. Gemara is going to explain this later on, I believe. So Rabbi Yehuda can even be our Mishnah, our author as well. But v'ahav mitakatani seifa, from the fact that the seifa says mevayish is a yashin, person embarrasses someone who's sleeping. Chayiv, you have to pay. The Yashin Shabayish Pater. Yashin, who embarrasses someone not knowing what's going on, he's actually Pater. Lo katani suma Shabayish Pater. So according to Yehuda, he should say, suma hamevayish should be Pater, like it says, a Yashin mevayish is Pater. Michlal, implying the Loshna Hachi, Loshna Hachi must be, there's no difference whether the suma is the mevayish or he's the misbayish, he's Pater on all grounds. He's Pater from receiving, he's Pater from ever paying. So Gemara says, you're right. El Mechaber, so Masis and Rabbi Shimon, it's much clearer to say that Rabbi Shimon is the author, and Rabbi Yehuda is not the author of our Mishnah. Gemara now says, the two dots, Man Tana Laha, who's the author of the following brayse, that the Tana Rabbanon is Kavin Lebayishes Akatan Vibayishes Agadol. A person has intent to embarrass a minor, but instead embarrasses someone who's a Gadol. No sin Legadol Demei Boshel Shel Katan. You pay the Gadol how much you really would have owed the Katan for embarrassing a Katan. Let's say lebayish is a eved, lebayish is a ben chorin. You tried to embarrass an eved, but instead you accidentally embarrass the free person. No sin leben chorin, demei boshel shel eved. Same idea. So money, who authored this brayse? Lo Rabbi Meir, lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Shimon. Can't be either one of these tanayim. Why not? Kasak adaitach, havamina here is that katan means katan benechasim, gadol gadol benechasim. We don't mean a minor. We mean someone who's a ani, doesn't have so much property. And a gadol is a person who's an ashir. So according to this havamina now, Rabbi Meir doesn't distinguish between a person's wealth. It's all the same across the board. It's objective. So he can't be the author. Rabbi Yehuda, he holds there's no boshes when it comes to avadim. So he can't have that case. He can't be the author either. We're talking about a case of Eved versus Ben Chorin. Rabbi Shimon, he holds if you have intent to embarrass one person, but instead you embarrass someone else, you're completely potter. My time, kikata, just like killing. Mak tola ad demiskavin lo, dechsiv the ariv lo, become a love until you have gachish kavin lo. If you have kavanah to kill the person, boshis nami ad mechavin lo, until you have kavanah to embarrass, dechsiv vishalcha yada vechzika mibvushav. That you he grabs onto her, she grabs onto him, achish kavin lo, until he has kavanah to the embarrassment. So we have to have kavanah. This is another connection of Busha and Ritzicha, right? The Gemara famously tells us, right? Connection of Tamar, Yehuda, embarrassing, better to kill one, jump into the Kivshan Sha'esh and to be embarrassed. So this is also another connection that you need Kavana for Ritzicha, you need a Kavana for Busha. So either way, our Brisa here cannot be according to Rabbi Meir, nor Rabbi Yehuda, nor Rabbi Shimon. So who authored the Brisa? The Gemara says, last four lines here, Liola must be Rabbi Yehuda. Must it really be Rabbi Yehuda? Why? When there's no embarrassment to avadim, it means you can't give it. We don't give them for being embarrassed. But to view them as an assessment, we're allowed to. Meaning, in the end of the day, you embarrassed the Ben Chorin. He got embarrassed. You wanted to do the Eved. You would have been Pater. What we do is we assess what an Eved would be to be embarrassed and pay that amount to the Ben Chorin. That's what he says. Okay, I'm just looking at a second here. Tosos on the bottom here.
We had both cases back and forth. Okay.
Yeah, we didn't have that one, yeah. The Tosos on the bottom here points out, Dibur Maschil, Aval Lameshim Shaminim Bahu, V'lo Damri Linus Kavin Laharogis HaBehema V'Harogis HaBehodam, the Kusi V'Harogis HaYisrael. Ask, shouldn't it be different? If I have an intention of killing an animal, and instead I kill a person, I'm actually Pater. So if I had an intent on embarrassing an Eved, and I embarrass the Betchor, I should be Pater as well. So he ends up saying, based on Psukim, the only reason why you're Pater in those cases is because Psukim say you're Pater. And not been for those Psukim, you'd actually be chai for killing the Adam instead of the Behemah. So here too also, that since there are no Psukim by the case of Busha, so then even though my intent was to embarrass the Eved, since in the end I embarrassed the Ben Chorin, I am chayv to pay the Boshas. Then the Gemara says, the last three lines, Ibai's Ema, another suggestion, who the author of the Brisa is, Afilu Tema Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir could be the author, Mi Savras Gadol, Gadol Ben Echasim, Katan, Katan Ben Echasim. When we see Gadol and Katan, we don't mean their wealth. Lo Gadol, Gadol Mamish, Katan, Katan Mamish. We're referring to a real Gadol and a real Katan. In minor, and Mara says, wait a second, the Katan Bar Boshesu, could you embarrass the Katan? So again, I wanted to embarrass his little child, and say I embarrass the Gadol. So they say, I paid the Gadol, how much Boshes I would have paid the Katan. There's no embarrassment by a Katan. Answer the Gemara, in there is, Kedamar Papa, like Papa says, that they embarrassed him, and he was embarrassed. Yeah, he has a Katan, he was embarrassed. Hachanami, here too also, there actually is Boshes when it comes to a Katan. And that explains our Bryce. It could either be Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir. New Mishnah tells us now, Hamavayish is Ha'arim, person embarrasses someone who's naked, not wearing clothing, who we'd imagine doesn't have any bush at all, so what kind of additional boshes should there be for him? Hamavayish is Ha'suma, Hamavayish is Ha'yashin, Chayiv, all these cases, you even though you would think there shouldn't be any boshes because the guy's sleeping, the guy can't see, doesn't notice it, all those cases, you're actually going to be Chayiv. The Yashin Shibayish Pater, if a person sleeping accidentally does something embarrassing to the guy next to him, he would be Pater. It was no Kavana there.
What's the happening if you're Arim, you don't have busha?
Yeah, more.
He's still sensitive, present.
You walk around.
Guys walking around.
Guys
walking around, they're not standing.
Talking about the guy.
Yeah. We're talking about case of Beis Hamerchat. We're talking about different cases. We'll see these cases, but yeah, because a guy walking around is not that way. He's not as sensitive.
Even the inmaskin lecharam b'nei adam, he had the barboshet.
Right. Yeah. That's what Gemara says. Right. Rashi says that. Right. See Rashi there on the top. That's a reading really from the Gemara already. But yeah.
This bullshit that in the Torah, it's talking more about an injury that causes bullshit, not just an insult.
But we take that to apply to even cases when there's bullshit alone, exactly.
You insult somebody, you can take it.
Insulting might not be bullshit. It could be. I guess so. Fine. Then the Mishnah says, Nafal min hagag, a person falls from the roof, v'hizik, and causes someone damage below. He lands on someone, bayish, and he embarrasses the person at the same time somehow. Chai val hanezek upote al haboshes. He's chai for any damage he did. Because adam mu'al li'olam, we already know, no matter whether bein b'shogi, bein b'mezid, bein b'onis, bein b'ratzon, he's always chai for nezek. But he's pote al haboshes, ad shehi miskavim. Boshes requires kavana. You have to have intent. The guy didn't intend on falling on to someone, so therefore he's pater from boshes. So Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan Baishel Arim Chayiv Beino Doma Baishel Arim LeBaishel Lavish. Person embarrasses a person who's naked, you're chayiv to pay. But at the same time, it's not as much money as it were to be embarrassing someone who's already clothed. There's some busha that paid, but not so much. Baishel Beber Samerchat Chayiv. A person in the bathhouse not dressed, and you embarrass him, so you're chayiv to pay. But still, Eino Dome Baisha with Beis Hamerachat, the Baisha Bashuk. It is obviously different amounts where he's standing, but it's still going to be some level of Boshes. Samar Mar, Baisha Aram, Chayiv Aram Bar Boshes, who? Why would you pay the guy who's walking around naked? Why would you be Chayiv to pay any Boshes? He obviously has no shame, so what kind of additional shame could you do to him to cause him to be Chayiv anything? Amra Papa, my Aram would have been Aram, Dasa Zeka, Karchasa Lemane, Vasahu Dilini, Tfeu Baisha. It's not where the guy was Arum. He's walking and he's wearing a robe. So the robe starts to blow up the robe a little bit. His shirt, his cloak is coming up. And he lifts up a little more. And that's the boshes to refer. And that's the Arum. Not really. The guy who's mamish Arum in Times Square. That's not considered bar boshes. You wouldn't pay anything for that guy. But that guy is walking. The wind's blowing up his cloak. Then the Gemara says, Baishu Beis HaMerchat, what's the case? Chayiv. Beis HaMerchat is Bar Boshes. He's not wearing clothing in the first place. He's walking to the mikvah. What's the embarrassment there? Amar Papa, Shebaishu Agav HaNar. He's next to the river. So what's the boshes there? I guess it's a place where it's not so public. He's is there a Rashi? Is there? Must be a case where the Sifta explains further here.
It's an Aaron, there are no people. Why is he chayav? Who is he embarrassed from?
So the case here is, well, he's in the river apparently, and he's just dipping his feet in. He's not getting undressed. He's dipping his feet in. He picks up his cloak to put his knees in. The guy picks up his robe a little bit more than it was supposed to. That's the boshes. That's the case. That's according to...
And I guess there are people around.
Yeah, that's what the Rajba explains. Yeah. Okay. Asks the Gemara now. Okay. Interesting. Look at Tosis for a second. The Asa Zeka Vechule. He writes, Aval imhu atmo delenu, if he himself picked up his robe while walking in the street, uba chaveru bedilenu tfei, and the guy picks his friend picks up even more, kamen shezeh ein makbid, since he doesn't care, o shema orcha de milsa, perhaps it's normal, nakit asa zeka. That's first, ein makbid. He's pater. That's what they say. That's the first answer.
Win.
Or he says, maybe, you know what, maybe he would be chayv in that case. We just chose the case of a Zika of the wind because that's more normal. The guy picks up a little bit, and then another guy picks up even more. You'd be chayiv. That would seem more obvious to me. The guy picks up a little bit to his knees, and the other guy picks up all the way high. That certainly seems to be chayiv, but says Tosas, no. Once he shows a little bit of his leg, showing the whole leg would be completely pater, the fetus first answer of Tosas. Okay, let's go weiter. Gemara now says, Bai Rabbi Abba, Bar Mamel, Bai Sho, Yashin, Umeis. So you embarrass a guy while he's sleeping and never wakes up. He dies. So never experiences that busha. So what's the lacha mahu? Ma'ik mebayle. What's the shaila? I'm Rav Zvid Hachik mebayle. The shaila is as follows: Mishum kisufahu v'ham meislei v'leislei kisufa. Is it because of embarrassment? He never experienced the embarrassment because he never woke up. Odilma mishum zilusu v'ha'ozlei. Or perhaps he was belittled. He was put down, and even though he never experienced it personally as an object, there was zilusa. There was some desecration of his body as a person, and there would be a payment to the Yorshim. So Gemara quotes a raya, Tashma, Rabbi Meir Omer, Chayrish, Fikotin, Yeshla, Boshes, Shote, Ainlo, Boshes. A daf or minor, there is Boshes, but a person who's a Shote, doesn't have a das, there's no Boshes. Ne'yamris, if you say Mishim, Zilusa, Hainukatanikatan, if you say it because of Zilusa, so even a child can, there's some devaluing of a child. That makes sense. Even though he doesn't really know what's going on, he may not be able to internalize that, the katan. Is a child subject to being embarrassed? Certainly not, the Gemara says. It must be because of Zilusa. But if it's really Zilusa, Shotas also should be Zilusa. To do something disgraceful, even though the Shotas doesn't know what's going on, it's still Zilusa to desecrate this person. He's a human being. Just because a Shota doesn't mean you could do disgusting things to him. So there's Zilusa to a Shota as well. So Gemara says, no, Amri Shota in Lecha Boshes Gdula Mizah. There's no greater Boshes than this as being a Shota itself. That itself is already there. It already is Boshes. There's no additional Boshes you could add to a Shota. Mikol Makom. Either way, Nif Shot Mineh, you could still answer from this, Dimishim Zilusahu. It must be because of Zilusa. Why? Dimishim Kisufu, if it's because of embarrassing, Katan Bar Kisufu, could a child experience embarrassment? The child doesn't have das to know what it means to be embarrassed. And the more answers like we saw above, no, it's very possible. Because I'm a papa. A papa says, Dimichal Milei Umichlim, he was embarrassed, and they embarrassed him, and he felt that embarrassment as a Katan. Hachanami, here too also, Dimichal Milei Umichlim, he also felt embarrassed. So there's no riot, just because a katan is boshes for katan doesn't mean it's the zilusa. It's also the possible that it's kisufa, there's embarrassment as well, to a minor. So there's no answer. Rav Papa Amar Hachim Kumivayle.
The something in the Mitzvahs that katan has embarrassment?
Yeah, I think Rav Papa is describing what he himself once experienced as a child. Yeah. Rav Papa Amar Hachim Kumivayle. The shaila is as follows. Mishum kisufa Didehu v'ha meisla, odima mishum boshes mishpacha. Is the kisufa? It's definitely about kisufa, but is it kisufa because of what he experienced, which he never experienced because the person never woke up, or is it the kisufa that applies to the family, in which case there still is the boshes to the family? So Toshma, the Brisa says, cheresh v'katan yesh lo boshes shote in lo boshes. So now, Yamris, if you say Bishma Mishim Boshes Mishpacha, Hainita Katani Katan, the Katan's family will get embarrassment from the Katan being embarrassed, even though the Katan himself may or may not experience it. El Yamris Mishim Kisufa, if it's about Mishim Tidei, his impersonal embarrassment, katan bar boshesu, is a katan subject to being embarrassed? Ela my mishim boshes, the mishpacha, must be that's because of the embarrassment that affects the entire family. But if that's the case, afilu shota nami. If the shota gets embarrassed, something disgusting, someone does something disgusting to this shota, the entire family is going to be embarrassed as well. Mara says, no, shota ein lecha boshes gedol mizu. Having a shota in the family, that itself is a tremendous level of boshes for such a family. So additional boshes won't really accomplish it. Okay. Either way, mikol makom nifshet minei, we could still answer the mishum boshes mishpach. It's still about the embarrassment of the family, because di mishum kisufa katan bar kisufu. And the Gemara answers again, yes, no, it's not. Just because a child is being, it's chai boshes, doesn't mean that the child doesn't experience boshes. He does. Because her papa says in the mechami lei michlam that he himself was embarrassed.
I didn't realize this. We put down for three times.
Yeah.
The first and third time said in.
No, yeah. In. Yeah, I'm not sure why that is. I don't know why they repeat the whole thing, the whole concept, as if we didn't know this beforehand. And the Gemara now asks, Vahatanya, Rabbi Omer, Cherish Yeshla Boshes, Shota Ainlo Boshes, Katanim, Pamim Yeshla Pamim Ainlo. Had Mechamle Umichlam, Had Mechamle Lomichlam, it depends. A Cherish always gets embarrassed. A Shota never gets embarrassed. A Katan depends. Sometimes he'll feel embarrassed, sometimes he won't be embarrassed, he won't know what's going on. If the child is old enough, mature enough to know that he's being embarrassed, then he'll feel embarrassed. If he's not old enough, he's not mature enough to know that they're embarrassing him, then he won't be embarrassed, it all depends. And that's how the Gemara concludes. Okay, let's do the next few lines here. Gemara says two dots. Hamavayish is asuma v'chulei. A person embarrasses someone who's blind. Masnisin is delok Rabbi Yehuda. Can't be Rabbi Yehuda. The sani Rabbi Yehuda Omer suma ain la boshes. A suma doesn't have any boshes. V'chach haya Rabbi Yehuda poter michayve galios michayve malkios michayve misa bezdin. So too Rabbi Yehuda would poter a suma from all other types of cases. If he did something that's chayv misa, he killed someone accidentally, he wouldn't get galos. He's poter from all these dinim. My time, what's the reason? The Rabbi Yehuda. Gomer inecha inecha me'edim zomim. He has the gzeir shava. From edim zomim. Ma hasim, just like be'edim zomim, sumim lo. This suma is pater from the, he's not included in the halachas of edim zomim. We'll see why in just a moment. So, af hacha suma in lo, af hacha sumim lo. Sumim is pater as well. So then the Gemara says, fine, that explains why he's pater from boshes. It's inecha in both cases. And then the Gemara asks, what about mechadi galios? How do you know he's pater from there? The Sani, the Raisa says, below Ros, Prat Lesuma, Diri Rabbi Yehuda, right? The pater says below Ros, when it comes to Ritzich of a Shogeg, below that he couldn't see. He couldn't see, only if he saw is Ritzich going to get Gullus. But if he can't see, he doesn't get Gullus. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, Lerabo says a Summa, to include the Summa. So what's Machlokis, whether Summa is in subject to Chiv Gullus or not? My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what was his reasoning? Amalekai said, the Pasuk previously said, Asher yavo esra eo b'yar lachtav eitzim, two people come to the forest to cut wood, v'afilu suma, it says anyone, Asher yavo esra eo, any person, even a suma comes in. So, kas rachmana b'lo ro'os shlimuta, so b'lo ro'os is extra, it must be trying to change from the previous understanding that normally, beforehand the suma was chayiv, so b'lo ro'os telling me that they're pater. And Mary says the opposite. It's Katsurachmana below Ros, Lamute, the Katsurachmana Bivli Dash, Lamute. The two different words here, two phrases that are coming to exclude. So then he invokes the drasha of having miut acher miut, vein miut acher miut, ela l'rabos. When you have a double negative, if you will, two miuts, it creates a positive, it creates a word that includes, so therefore, Summa would be chayiv in Galios. Yehuda says, no, it's not a miut acher miut. Yehuda says, Hahu Bivli Dash is coming to teach a different drasha, Pratlam is Kavenhu. Is to include the case of Kavanah. If the guy had Kavanah to kill, then he wouldn't get Gullus. But probably Miskavin Hudasa. And then what about Chayv Mises Bezdin? How do we know that Asuma is Pater in Chayv Mises Bezdin? Asir Otech Otech Mechayv Galios. Just like he's Pater in Chayv Galios, he's also Pater from the Gzeir Shava in Chayv Misa of Ritzicha and anything similar to that. And then finally, Chayv Malchias, how do we know that he's Pater from them? Asir Rasha Rasha Mechayv Mises Bezdin. Another Gzeir Shava, just like he's Pater in capital punishment, through Rasha Rasha, he's Pater as well from Chayv Malchias. Okay, we'll stop here. And Rish Hashem will pick up tomorrow. Are they really? I even look.